The Bureau of Land Management, the agency responsible for most of the nation's wild horse and burro herds, deemed this roundup an emergency, much like most of the roundups across the West this summer. Drought, said the agency, no water, insufficient forage. Ironically, the helicopter was grounded Friday due to heavy rains. Carol Walker, former director of field operations for the Wild Horse Federation, told KDNK that BLM is using the drought as an excuse to remove Mustangs from the range.
In the BLM handbook, it explicitly says that drought is not a reason for an emergency roundup.
Not quite, but close. According to Chapter 4 of the BLM's 2010 Wild Horse and Burro Management Handbook, there are two exceptions to the official national gather schedule: escalating conditions or emergency. Drought removal is considered an escalating condition. That's because drought doesn't happen in a day. It takes months for dry conditions to develop to the point where animals are in danger. An emergency is more like a wildfire or a sudden disease outbreak. Chapter 4 was updated in January 2020 to include changes in the process for emergency roundups, but the word drought was not included. The BLM's Little Snake Field Office, which oversees the Sandwash Herd Management Area, or HMA, released a decision on August 17th to round up 733 Mustangs from Sandwash. Even though forage and water were mentioned as part of the decision, nothing was said about an emergency. 10 days later, on August 27th, an emergency was declared.
What happens in an emergency roundup is they do not go through NEPA. They do not go through a public comment period. They just do whatever they want, whenever they want, and usually the public's notified 1 to 3 days before it starts.
Indeed, the final decision notice for the roundup stated that no new environmental assessment was necessary. The roundup began 5 days later on September 1st. BLM has determined that the appropriate management level or rangeland carrying capacity for wild horses in Sandwash is between 163 and 362 horses. BLM's wild horse numbers can be confusing. They are estimates based on aerial census results and algorithms. Let's use Sandwash as an example. The most recent census in 2019 showed a little over 600 horses inside and outside the HMA. In July of this year, the agency said that 898 horses existed in and around Sandwash, including 728 inside the HMA and 100 outside the boundaries. Now, BLM claims there are 786 horses inside the HMA boundaries and 150 outside the boundaries, about 100 more than July. And since the low end of the carrying capacity, or AML, is 163 horses, BLM subtracted 163 from July's figure of 896 to get 733, which is how many will be rounded up. Carol Walker says there's something wrong with the AMLs on Sandwash and in other HMAs.
They were initially supposed to be reassessed as range health and conditions change, and they never were. I believe all the livestock should be removed from wild horse herd management areas.
And she's not alone.
Some of the myths about wild horses that continue to be perpetuated is that they are degrading the range and they are responsible for the degradation of the western range. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Delia Malone is the chair of the Colorado chapter of the Sierra Club. She wrote a letter on August 31st denouncing the Sandwash Roundup on behalf of the club. The oldest grassroots environmental group in the U.S. has never before taken a stance in favor of wild horses.
Very recently, after long discussions, Sierra Club national policy changed to embrace the idea that wild horses did indeed belong in herd management areas and that livestock did not belong in herd management areas. And so with that revision in the policy, we were able to speak out against the Sandwash Basin Roundup.
Four livestock grazing allotments overlap the Sandwash HMA. Running the numbers of sheep, cow-calf pairs, wild horses, and the amount of forage allotted to them by the BLM is mind-bending. But Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, has done just that. Again, Delia Malone.
PEER managed to obtain BLM's own rangeland data. And from that data, they document that degradation to the range in the allotments that overlap the Sandwash Basin herd management area have been degraded by livestock to the point where there should have been reductions in the numbers of livestock that were utilizing that range.
The BLM allocates a certain amount of forage to ranchers and to wild horses. The allocation is called an animal unit month, or AUM.
An animal unit month equals either one cow-calf pair or five sheep or one horse.
BLM documents show that three out of four grazing allotments on Sandwash have livestock on them, and the agency has allotted a total of 21,500 AUMs. That's enough for 107,550 sheep. The carrying capacity for wild horses at Sandwash, says BLM, is 362, max.
The appropriate action that the agency should be taking first is to get rid of the extra burden that livestock place on these ecosystems.
Eric Molvar, executive director of Western Watersheds Project, a conservation group, has also come out against the Sandwash Roundup. Molvar says livestock have played a large part in range deterioration. For example, those Sandwash allotments that have sheep on them?
Three out of four of them are listed as failing the rangeland health standards because of livestock. And in order to fail the rangeland health standards because the bar is so low, that's an extreme level of degradation. The BLM is basically conceding, based on its own analysis, that their management of domestic livestock has mismanaged the resource and led to resource degradation.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis and First Gentleman Marlon Reese have called on BLM to suspend the Sandwash Roundup in favor of more humane ways to manage wild horses. But the Sandwash Advocate Team, or SWAT, has been working with BLM since 2014 to humanely keep herd numbers low. The agreement with BLM included small bait trap roundups every few years combined with fertility control, no helicopters. But bait trapping happened within the HMA only once in 2016.
The volunteers, Sandwash Advocate Team, has been doing PZP, but they haven't been getting birth control to enough mares. So the population has gone far beyond what the appropriate management level is, which I believe is too low anyway.
Again, Carol Walker.
So they are planning to round up this herd, but they are saying they're going to do an emergency roundup because there's no food and water. Well, they've had a whole bunch of rain recently. The water holes are all full. The grass is growing again, and the horses actually look fantastic. In my view, the only reason you would want to do an emergency roundup is if the horses look terrible, they're dying of dehydration or starving.
The Sandwash Roundup is now in its sixth day. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.